Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Big doings yesterday as there was a press conference to announce Bob Stoops as the coach and general manager of the new XFL team. Obviously, a legendary football figure right here in this region for the great national championship-worthy work that he did up there in Norman, Oklahoma for all those years. All the Boomer Sooner fans, big Bob Stoops fans, and excited to have him now as the coach and GM of the Dallas XFL team. He's going to join us right here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Pretty cool deal here. They're bringing out some top celebrities from each region that kind of represents the city or the area to give fans, you know, something. And so many of these guys are highly, highly accomplished coaches that are now stepping into these spots. And I'm pretty excited about the league. One of the reasons is in the NFL right now, very few players get secondary contracts. It's the stars. So there is an entire group, an entire labor force of guys that can do the job better than some of the young men making peanuts who are in the NFL. They just don't have a job because it's a numbers game. And now these men are given opportunities, and I think it's going to be a very professional and polished product in a lot of these games, Jeff.
And I do think, because we can talk about how many leagues have tried outside of the NFL and haven't made it, but there's so many players that because of the way the NFL works now in training camp where you can't really play football, you don't. If you're a receiver and you're held a tackle, you know what? Miles Austin with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
He was this close to never really getting a shot.
Yeah.
Because if in practice, the best thing about you is like, dude, I'm hell after the catch. Like, I'm hard to bring down. Mm-hmm. You'd never know in practice they're blowing a whistle. Mm-hmm. You never know. So there's a lot of guys that won't get a chance to play the real football because they don't make an NFL team that will go to another league and tear it up. And when you see him really playing, you go, oh, my God,
yeah,
he can play.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be guys in all of these leagues that after each season are going to get signed into the NFL. It's going to happen.
So how sure can we be that we want more football? Is this going to be a hit? How big of a hit does it have to be a sustainable business?
That's what I'm curious about, and I'm wondering if it's sustainable. I'm sure right out of the gate it's probably going to be a big hit. But I'm not sure about the sustainability only because in today's world, there are so many kids under the age of 20 that are into gaming. Now, there's a lot that play and there's a lot that watch, but I don't know if they watch as much as they play.
Yeah.
And the rest of them are just gamers.
It's now, already having an impact on TV ratings across all genres.
Exactly. And so, you know, I just know that there's a competition. You're talking about the TV channels. There's so many channels now. There's so many competitions for platforms, and all I know is I don't know if it's economically sustainable unless those prices are down low as far as talent is concerned.
Okay, here he is now, just named head coach and GM of the new XFL team here in Dallas. It's Bob Stoops on 105.3 The Fan, and a good morning to you, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Good to be with you today.
Great
Boomer.
To have you.
So, Coach.
Boomer.
Coach.
I don't know our new nickname yet with the Dallas team. We're working on that. Otherwise, I'd give it to you.
There you go.
How do you guys have a song ready? We're going to dun 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 dun. I think that would be a great start.
We're after more of the Texas people down there, so we're going to change that song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a great plan. Yeah, actually, that'd be a great recruiting tactic. Could we start out, Coach Stoops, with just your praise for the state of Texas?
Well, listen, I love it. Part of my attraction of wanting to do this is being in the whole Dallas community. And you know, it's that whole North Texas area is great football fans all the way up through to Oklahoma. So, you know, that was a big attraction being in that market.
So what were some of the other things about this specific opportunity that made you decide to come out of retirement?
Yeah, there were a number of things, you know, when I first got the there was a couple initial phone calls to my agent, and at first I was like, I don't think I'd be interested in that. And then Oliver Luck called, and over a period of 3-4 calls and over a period of about a month, after understanding all the logistics of it for the entire year, I really, through with my wife and I, got to realize, you know, this fits us well. And the other reasons were obviously the proximity to Oklahoma and Dallas. I've got 3 children that are in OU right now. You know, the other parts, my confidence in Oliver Luck and Steve McMahon, just these guys are Vince McMahon, I'm sorry. But Vince, you know, just the accomplishments of these guys, they've got great track records of success. And then the quality of football. I know their vision is to play really good football with some, I think, fun twists for the fans. You know, fewer breaks, a little quicker play clock, trying to fit the game in a 2.5, 2:45, window. So, you know, I think that appeals to fans a little bit. And, you know, all of it together. And the fact that they're not trying to compete with the NFL. Therefore, playing at a different time of year, February, March, April. So that fits as well with where I'm at with my family in today's world. And so all of that, together, really kind of works.
Yeah, Oliver Luck, he made quite a case. We met him last week in Atlanta at the Super Bowl and then talked to him on the show. And I could definitely see how a conversation with him could leave you optimistic about where the future of this league is going, because it just seems to be on significantly different foundation than the first time that the XFL came around.
No, that's very true. And you know, Oliver's been in a lot of, positive, experiences through the years and knows, is a very serious businessman. And let's face it, Vince McMahon as well. You look at his success and all the endeavors he's been in. These guys know what they're doing, and we're committed to putting a great product on the field. That is fun to watch, and that attracted me. If we put a fun, exciting product on the field, people are going to want to watch it, and fans are going to watch it. I heard you guys saying earlier, there's a whole bunch of great football, excellent, fun, exciting football players out there that aren't in the NFL right now. You know, the NFL, those guys are the elite of the elite. But there's a lot of other exciting guys out there that people enjoy watching, at a different period of the year, different season of the year. And there's a lot of really good coaches out there that aren't in, the NFL or aren't in, even in excellent college jobs that this appeals to. So, what we're hoping for is, just like the Cowboy fans after the season, all right, they put on a Mavericks shirt and go to the Mavericks game or go to the Stars games, where they, now just put on our jersey for a couple months, get your football fix on the weekend and go put back on your Dallas jersey when the fall comes around, so that's what, I think it's exciting. You put a good product on the field and exciting to watch, people will come to enjoy it.
It's Bob Stoops here with us on The Fan.
All right, yes, the head coach and GM of the Dallas to be determined in the XFL. I don't know if this part of it is really your role, but I wonder how much have you been involved in the conversation of how popular does this need to be out of the gate in order for it to be sustainable and successful?
Well, that isn't. I think, again, you would defer to Vince McMahon and his team and Oliver and what their visions are for it. Those guys are the business guys and the marketing guys that understand the business. And my job is to put a good product on the field, hopefully, and win and get people excited about it. That's what we're hoping for.
Bob Stoops here with us. Now, I want to ask you about health, really, because, when you departed OU, that was the narrative that there was a concern there. And I was like, well, I totally get it. So is this job going to be less stressful, less taxing on your health? How did that part of this equation fall into place for you?
Well, my health is fine. That wasn't a determining factor in what, my stepping away. There's definitely, when you look at the time of year we're playing and there's 10 games. The time commitment through the whole season is different. That's obvious to everybody than it is college in the NFL. So let's, that part should be plain to see. But when I stepped away, my intention was really to have my own time, my own space, and I had just run my course. Like I said, I had run my race. I felt it was complete, and it was time for me to step away. But you know, as the old saying goes, be careful what you wish for. You might just get it. After 2 years, I got a little too much time. So a little bit too much time, a little bit too much space in this window, and this, you know, when I did step away, this wasn't happening 2 years ago. So now it just sort of fits where I'm at, and the more I analyze that, I thought, you know, this will fit my family well.
Well, I hope you don't mind me asking, because we're obviously very excited to have you coaching this team now, but is there a future interest level in a return to Division I coaching for you?
Well, you know, it's like when I stepped out 2 years ago, everyone wants you to project your next 5 years, 10 years. Well, how do I know? You know, I said this yesterday, the one entity that truly knows, that entity doesn't come down and do phone calls, and that's the only one that knows is the good Lord what's going to come to you. So who knows what experiences are out there in time. I sure didn't have to do this to get back to a college job. I think that's fair to say. I've had plenty of inquiries over the last 2 years, but again, it just for where I'm at in my life right now and my family, this fit this window really well.
Coach, this is a great, you know, scratching that itch thing. It's close enough for your family. They don't have to uproot, and you're right down, go down 35, and you come on down here to coach in the spring. My question for you, you mentioned the younger players you guys were going after, some guys that, you know, might have missed the cut, not quite be NFL or NFL talent worthy, but for some reason there wasn't a roster spot for them. My question is, have you thought about some players who might have played a few years and maybe a little bit older? I'm thinking about quarterbacks, maybe quarterbacks that have a name, some drawing power, maybe in their early 30s or something, that aren't washed up, but just, you know, they can't play in the NFL. Or maybe even a running back like Adrian Peterson or somebody.
No, I'm not talking about AD. AD's on, you know, he's making real, you know, the real money. But there are plenty of those guys out there, as you're saying, though, that have played 3 years. You know, the average career in the NFL is 3 or 3.5 years. So there's a lot of young guys out there that may have played 2-3 years in the NFL that mm-hmm. are now out of it, that are really good football players, you know, that are exciting and fun to watch. Like I said, you watch college ball every Saturday. There's a lot of fun, exciting guys that we're all familiar with that aren't in college football. That might want this opportunity. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to get the exciting, fun guys that are fun to watch and are good ball players out on the field.
Did you get a chance to watch Johnny Manziel at the CFL level? Do you think this would be a good fit?
A time or two. I can't say that I watched him in detail, though. No.
Okay,
but,
Coach.
You know, oh. Johnny's a great player. He's a fabulous talent. And I'd love to see him back in the game.
How much of a relationship do you have with Kyler Murray? What sport's he going to play, Coach? Feel free to break the news for us.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I of course know Kyler well, and incredible young man, incredibly bright and talented guy. So I love it that he has options, and I always truly he's got great people around him, and he just needs to follow, you know, like I'm doing. What's in your heart? What do you want for your life? And go for it, you know. And I believe that's what he'll do. Now, which one? I couldn't tell you.
Are you in any way surprised by the success that Lincoln Riley's having and that Baker Mayfield's already having in the NFL?
Not at all. You know, no, those guys are, you know, I knew Coach Riley would be fabulous and just continue to develop the program and push it in the right direction. And he is, and got great confidence in him as he goes forward. And no, Baker's a sensational talent. I got to see him for 3 years up close and personal. So that guy can throw the football. He's a competitor. He's incredibly smart on the field. So he has everything that it takes. And obviously an inch or two doesn't really matter. He's the real deal.
So what do you think's your biggest asset here for the XFL team? I mean, as a coach, obviously well accomplished, but then as a personnel guy, how many of these guys did you coach against or recruit, or, you know, what's your familiarity level with the main talent base that's going to be participating in the spring next year?
Well, I, of course, I have it to some degree, but, you know, I'll count on people around me and my hires also that are familiar with people. But also, you know, there'll be people reaching out to me, and so it'll take a lot of, you know, a lot of work getting on, you know, pulling guys up on video and familiarizing myself. And but some, you know, of course, I've paid attention over the last couple of years too of you know, the quality players that are out there. But, you know, it'll take work.
All right, Bob, appreciate the time. As always, best of luck in this new venture for you, and we look forward to pulling for you.
Yeah, good luck, Coach.
Oh. All right, thanks a lot, guys. Great to be with you.
Mm-hmm. Take care. There he is, Bob Stoops, with us here on 105 through the Fan press conference yesterday to announce him as the new head coach and GM of the XFL franchise.
I hope it works.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
That would be fun.
It would be cool, you know, just as an option. And I think it's totally possible, because the second time around they learned so much from the mistakes that they made. Control your overhead costs. Don't try to go up against the NFL, and don't bait it out too much. I think they got a really good chance. I'm wondering if they're going to be watching this weekend with the AAF launching, like scouting those players.
You would think.
Aren't you? Aren't
Why
you,
not?
Aren't you thinking, boy, you know, we can really get in here and find out, you know, what who are the guys that,
man.
Yeah, we want to see on our teams.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.